ESNY.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Knicks State of Mind podcast. Mac is still here with just Chip Murphy today. Yesterday was just I don't even have the words to describe what happened. But, of course, last night was the Knicks game against the Hawks, and watching the game and, you know, seeing all these possibilities of what could happen with the coronavirus outbreak. And, you know, going into last night's game, it was just teams got to be prepared to play games and empty arenas. I know Brooklyn and Golden State were already planning on playing a game with nobody in there. You know, college basketball was going to play with nobody in the arenas, maybe, you know, family and then the staff members, and that's about it. That's the way I really saw this all going down. And then all of a sudden, you know, last night hearing that the Utah Jazz game and the OKC game got suspended, I went, okay, that's not something's not right here. There's got to be some kind of issue. And that's all it was left at first, was that it was just postponed. Nothing else was being reported on it because it was just very early on and it had abruptly happened. I mean, those players were out there warming up. The game was literally about to tip off, just minutes away from tip off is when, you know, there was a delay in the meeting with the referees and the trainers. So I kind of figured something was going on with the coronavirus, I maybe thought the crowd, but never thought players. And then next thing you know, you find out that Rudy Gobert tested positive with it, and they quarantined both teams to the locker rooms. They all had to get tested. We now know Donovan Mitchell has it as well. And literally right after that happened, the commissioner released a statement saying that all league play has been suspended. So you're watching the Knicks game and you're going, my God, this could be their last game of the season, because nobody knows how long this is going to be. Nobody knows what's going to happen after the suspension of play is over. So you kind of get that feeling that this is it. This is going to be the last game of the season. I started laughing because I kept saying to myself, oh my gosh, can the season just end already? I get frustrated watching that. And it actually did happen. And now I'm kind of like, oh crap, there's no basketball. So I'm kind of you got to be careful what you wish for, I guess, there. But, you know, it's just a real weird situation. Never before I've seen anything like this, where leagues everywhere kind of just suspended play. And it kind of was like, you knew what was going to happen. You're watching that game. You're trying to focus on the game. You're trying to have fun, enjoy it. But all you can think about is, man, tomorrow there's going to be no NBA. It was just bizarre for me, Chip. I don't know. You know, what were your thoughts when you're watching the game and then hear all of a sudden, this is it. The league is suspending play after those games.
Well, it was a shock, obviously. I mean, you see the Rudy Gobert thing come across and you're like, wow, like, this is crazy. And then you also see what Shams tweets right away, the NBA suspending play. And like you said, when the OKC Utah game was postponed, I think everyone was like, what's going on here? Like, the Oklahoma City PA announcer came out and was like, told the fans to leave and was like, you're all safe, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I think everybody knew something was up after that, and everybody was tweeting about that, and the Oklahoma City and Utah beat reporters were all tweeting what was going on. And it was very strange, the environment there. And then all of a sudden it comes out Rudy Gobert wasn't feeling well that day or something, and wasn't even at the arena or something. And apparently he was hospitalized, or I don't know, he was sick. And then all of a sudden he has corona. And now Donovan Mitchell has corona. And I think I read somewhere Donovan Mitchell's dad has corona too.
Exactly. And I've seen that.
Donovan Mitchell's dad works for the Mets. So he's been around the team and around the players. And I mean, it's just insane, man. And the Jazz have been around obviously countless other teams. So once these tests are done, I can't imagine there isn't going to be another player that's going to be infected. And I saw, we're recording this on Thursday night, Charles Barkley had said he's quarantined himself. Yeah. And he was tested for the virus and he's waiting for the results. We're recording this at 9 o'clock at night. We haven't seen what Barkley's results are. So I don't know if he's going to like say if he's okay or not tonight or wait or, but yeah, it's crazy. I mean, craziness, like March Madness, no March Madness, possibly. Who knows what they'll do with baseball season? We know it's pushed back for now. And yeah, like you said, it was surreal to see Vince Carter basically saying it's going to be his last game. His last game. Right. I felt bad for him. His last game was a regular season game against the Knicks. I kind of felt bad for him about that. That must have sucked for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I was just in shock. I mean, I knew that something like this was a possibility. I think we all did, but I was just kind of hoping it wouldn't happen selfishly. You know, like you said, waking up today and looking at like the scores on NBA.com and seeing postponed. It's like, Jesus, what are we supposed to do? It's crazy. Like, I don't know. I mean, shit. I mean, I know Silver said on TNT that at least 30 days, they're going to reassess in 30 days, I think is what he said. And I don't know. Maybe things will be better in 30 days. From everything you read, it doesn't sound like they will be. We'll see. 30 days is April 12th, whatever. So who knows? I don't know. If I was Adam Silver, I think I may just say screw the regular season and start up with the playoffs when they come back. I don't see the point in doing that.
Right. And that's kind of, you know, this is, by the way, didn't mention this is not going to be a very long episode because, I mean, we're still kind of in shock ourselves from everything that's happening. I mean, it's happening fast. I mean, everywhere you look, things are being canceled, postponed. Schools all around, you know, I know like me, I've been personally affected by this today as well with the NCAA shutting down March Madness and canceling the spring events as well. You know, that's, I have a softball season and baseball season, you know, for ESPN Plus that I'm no longer going to be doing, obviously, you know, where, you know, I know the main thing here is not the loss of money or anything like that. People's lives are in danger from this virus. That's the most important thing. So I understand why that situation has had to happen, but it's a little scary as well. My other source of living is working at a school, and schools all over are shutting down. You know, it hasn't made its way here in South Carolina where I am yet, but there's already a lot of talk about it. There's not a lot of cases in this state. But there are, you know, a fear that it could continue to spread all over, where we could see, you know, closings there. So it's just, you know, one of those things where we don't know everything yet. And it's just really a shock right now, everything that's going on. And it really is truly a bizarre situation. Like I keep saying, I have never seen anything like this before. I've never, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever it was, when you started hearing about the coronavirus, I never thought it was going to have an impact on sports or even shoot. I mean, I figured there would be some cases here in the United States. You got people that travel to Europe. I figured you will hear some, but I didn't even think the widespread of this all over the country, the way that it has, would happen. Like I didn't think anything about it. I didn't take this very seriously a few weeks ago. I didn't even think it would be an issue. And it's just like, oh my God, in the last 24 hours, all these different things are happening. It's been a lot of just craziness. I wanted to touch really quick before we go into kind of what you just alluded to here about what the league can do. That's what we're going to kind of try to focus on here. What would we think the league should do when the season resumes? And before that, though, you made the case about Vince Carter playing in his last game. I mean, I can't imagine being out there. You got 15 games left after the game last night. You're not walking into the arena like, this is my last game. And then all of a sudden you hear, no, this is potentially going to be your season. I'm sure was just, a really confusing thing for Vince Carter as well. And I was just glad that, and I know you were joking around, his last game was against the Knicks. I'm really glad it was. I love Vince Carter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad I got to watch that. You know, I was, when he put back into the game, I was hoping that he would have, he would hit his last shot. When he put up that shot, I was like, go in. Just go in. Please go.
That would have been.
I would have been honest. I could have tied the game. I was rooting for that thing to go in. Just so he can end his career in that way. And of course, the Knicks already had a pretty big lead at that point. And he hit the three-pointer. So at least, if this is the way that his season, or his career, I should say, ends, at least he had that. He checked back into the game. He hit a three-pointer. And you could say that was something really positive to the end of his career, which has been a great career. In 22 years of doing this, man, Vince is one of the best in the league, and one of those guys that I'll certainly miss watching him play. Another guy that seems to have a positive impact on everybody around the league. You can see all the young players coming up to him and congratulating him at the end of the game. I thought that was a cool moment. Yeah. With that being said, though, that's what I wanted to talk about, Chip. What could the league do here? What should they do when they resume play? And that's the big tricky part, and that's what these guys are going to have to spend the next month or so really trying to figure out. To me, I don't think you can go back and go, okay, you know what, let's just resume the schedule from where it was supposed to be and finish out the rest of the regular season. If you do that, I know Mark Cuban, I heard, made comments that he's like, oh, he could run to August. But that really would happen sort of if you made up all these games. And at this point, I don't think you can do that. I think it's a real tricky situation, because at first I was thinking, I think when they come back, they should just start the playoffs. Whoever was in the seedings right now, it should be the way that the playoff bracket is right now, and just go with that. Whoever's won, plays eight, whatever. I know it sucks for teams that were trying to make a late push. Like the Spurs would be out, which is mind-boggling right there, that the Spurs are not in the playoffs. Wow, didn't have their last push. I get all those things, but the one question mark I have about that is, are these teams that, let's say they have a month off and then we just jump right into the playoffs. I mean, I know they're going to be well rested, but the rough, that's the thing I'm concerned about. Like, some of these teams might really struggle because there was a layoff. I know they'll be at full strength. I know they'll have time to kind of rest their bodies here, which is a good thing, but you don't play in any NBA action for a month. I think you got to try to find a way to kind of, if you're able to bring it back, let's say, I mean, you might have to push it, but Chip, I don't know if you would agree with this. This is my take on it. Could they play their last like three scheduled games or whatever? Every team play their last three scheduled games. So that way the teams that, and make them count, because there are some teams that are trying to push for better positioning. You can get those games to make them count as well. Maybe four games and just have one that's a practice game. Maybe five and have two practice games. And then have those like next three actually count, be the last regular season games, whatever, and then enter the playoffs. So they at least have four or five games like a preseason under their belt to jump into the playoffs. I know that's real tricky. It might be real confusing. I'm just a little concerned about taking time off, jumping right into the playoffs, and how that can affect teams. That might be the only way to have to do it, and these teams might just have to do it, and that's that. I understand that. Is it possible, though, to give them a few games to kind of work out some kinks before playoff basketball begins, or you'd think that that's not a possibility?
It's definitely a possibility. I'm sure some teams who are still jockeying for playoff position would love that too.
Right.
But I hadn't thought about that at all. First of all, I'm not opposed to them canceling the season altogether and just going to next season. I don't know how the players would feel about that. I don't know how the teams would feel about that. I don't know. They right. do it as much as the players like to, the load management thing, all that crap. They've already beat the crap out of themselves and their bodies for months and months. I don't know if they want to go and have no payoff at all after all that. But
these guys want it.
Yeah. But your idea sounds good. I tipped my hand a little bit before. I'm not opposed to them just saying, let's go with the seating the way it is now and we'll start the playoffs. And I know there's certain teams that are out of the playoffs now who have a shot. I think the Wizards are like 2.5 or 3 games out or something out of the 9th seed. But hey, you know what? You should have played better. I mean, you want to complain, whatever. And I guess there's teams in the West that would complain about seeding. I'm sure the Houston Rockets will complain if you do that. They'll complain about seeding. Yeah. But you know what? There's always going to be people who complain. So it's up to Commissioner Silver to make an executive decision. You know, if it was up to me and I was going to start, if I were to start the season again, I would just say, let's go with the playoffs. Forget the rest of it. There's not even, there's not.